I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. A healthy digestive system plays a key role in your overall health and well-being. To talk about the role that the microbiome plays in a healthy digestive system is Dr. Don Rocky. He's a gastroenterologist and hepatologist, and he's chairman of the Department of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Rocky, tell us about the microbiome.
Bobby, the microbiome is a very complex ecological community of microorganisms that are found in the body, in different parts of the body. And so as this pertains to the gut, which you're interested in today, the GI tract, there are trillions of bacterial organisms in our GI tracts. It's been estimated that some 2 kilograms worth of bacteria make up the gut microbiome. And new evidence suggests that the gut microbiome is very important in digestive health and in health in general.
And how do we even get this microbiome in our system?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. It appears that we develop the microbiome throughout life, and there is evidence that even at birth, babies are born with a specific microbiome. And as we grow through life, the microbiome develops, and there are some microbiomes that are believed to be healthier than other microbiomes.
What can we do to have the best microbiome possible?
You know, I don't think we understand enough about the microbiome to be able to give you a definitive answer. I can tell you that my best advice is to eat healthily, eat well, don't do crazy diets. There are some people that believe that things like yogurt and probiotics may be helpful to the microbiome. But again, the best advice is to eat well, fruits, vegetables, breads, all forms of foodstuffs in a balanced fashion.
We've been talking about a healthy digestive system and the impact of the microbiome, but what do we know about other aspects of our health?
Yes, so as a gastroenterologist, I'm happy to say that the gut is important not only in the gastrointestinal tract, but it probably is very important in the rest of our health. For example, there's evidence now that the microbiome is important in liver disease. So there's evidence that a healthy microbiome is better for the liver. There is evidence that the microbiome may be important in neurological diseases such as autism or perhaps even Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease. So the gut microbiome appears to be a very dynamic and diverse living organism important in various facets of our health.
Are there other microbiomes in our body?
It has now been determined that there are populations of microorganisms in many, many different parts of the body. So your scalp, for example, your mouth, your nose, your lungs, the skin, particularly in cracks, your belly button has a microbiome, your toes, your groin, everywhere in the body seems to have its own unique microbiome. And again, we're still not sure how these different various microbiomes play a role in health, but chances are they're all likely to be important.
Dr. Rocky, thanks for providing this information about our microbiome.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It is always my pleasure to talk with you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.